Now, before we get to your calls, let's talk about my favorite segment of the show, News You Can Use. So speaking of being on vacation, have you noticed how many adverse health habits are now being compared to smoking? We've all heard that not exercising as being the new smoking, or drinking soda pop is the new smoking. Everyone agrees that smoking is the gold standard, or would it be the lead standard, for bad behavior, behaviors that we can control in our lives. Well, now we have a health habit that we've been told not to do, even by most doctors, that has recently been shown to improve your health and extend your lifespan. What is it? Going out into the sun. You hear it on the TV news, you hear it from your dermatologist. Don't go out into the sun without using sunblock, or you're going to be setting yourself up for skin cancer. Well, now, thanks to Swedish researchers studying over 29,000 women over 20 years, they found that women with active sun exposure habits were at a lower risk of cardiovascular disease and also non-cancer deaths compared to those who avoid sun exposure. In fact, non-smokers who avoid the sun had a life expectancy similar to smokers. Now, this indicates that avoiding sun exposure is a risk factor for death of a similar magnitude as smoking. So now we have lack of sun exposure as the new smoking. I'm not sure who's going to win out here. Perhaps the lack of sun could be related to vitamin D levels. Who knows? Secondly, here's an unexpected recommendation from the meeting of ACOG doctors. That's the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. Now, before I get to this recommendation from the primary governing body of gynecologists who make recommendations for the whole profession, I'd like to give you a little background. I have many female patients who are generally fearful of using any form of estrogen, whether bioidentical or not, out of fear of developing breast cancer, as if estrogen is the ultimate cause of breast cancer. Many conventional doctors are still telling their patients that estrogen replacement for perimenopausal and menopausal women may predispose them to developing breast cancer. Intuitively, if this was the case, then women in their 20s and 30s would have high rates of breast cancer, right? Because they're producing a lot of estrogen. Of course, we all know Dr. Wright is considered the grandfather of bioidentical hormone replacement, and he is likely the world expert on hormone replacement therapy. He has consistently recommended only vaginal application of estrogen, as opposed to oral estrogen intake, which is definitely linked to increased breast cancer risk. We at Tahoma Clinic make that distinction to make sure our patients never take oral estrogen, as it clearly increases the risk of developing breast cancer. So now the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists are agreeing that Dr. Wright. In a landmark recommendation piece they have outlined, and I want to quote, "Data does not show an increased risk of cancer recurrence among women currently undergoing cancer treatment for breast cancer or those with a personal history of breast cancer who use vaginal estrogen application to relieve urogenital symptoms," end quote. And I want to repeat that, if you'll allow me. "Data does not show an increased risk of cancer recurrence among women currently undergoing cancer treatment for breast cancer or those with a personal history of breast cancer who use vaginal estrogen applications." So this is amazing, and I think hopefully that's going to reassure a lot of women in using vaginal estrogen applications. And these are women that are currently undergoing cancer treatment or have a personal history of breast cancer. So it's a pretty amazing recommendation. Now, admittedly, they do not recommend vaginal estrogen applications as a first-line treatment for typical menopausal symptoms, including hot flushes, sexual dysfunction, urinary tract infections. But they do recommend is non-hormonal treatment, mainly antidepressants, to help with these symptoms, which to me, and perhaps to you, doesn't really make sense or address many of these problems. This decision by the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists confirmed what Dr. Wright has been recommending for the last 35 years. Now, on another subject, Lead poisoning has been in the news quite a bit lately, especially affecting children, and commonly found in tap water throughout our country. Typically, when high blood levels of lead are found, a drug is prescribed called D-penicillamine, which actively removes lead from the tissues. The problem with this drug is that there are many side effects. In a recent study, 117 workers at a car battery plant were studied, all showing high blood levels. Half were given D-penicillamine and half were given 1,200 micrograms of allicin. This is an extract of garlic, and they were given this 3 times daily. Each group was then tested 4 weeks. I'm sorry, they were treated for 4 weeks and then retested. Only after 4 weeks of treatment, the lead levels dropped 18.5% in the penicillamine group and 24.5% in the garlic group, although the researchers consider this to be significantly about the same. You can see that the garlic actually had a better effect, slightly better effect than the drug group. The interesting part is that the garlic group had a much better clinical improvement too from the lead detox. They had less irritability, headaches, slow deep tendon reflexes, and also high systolic blood pressure. Garlic has hundreds of health benefits, and I'm not going to go into today, but what a cheap and easy way to remove lead out of your body and out of your children. You can even sneak it into their food without them knowing it. And then lastly, if you're a regular listener to this show, you probably know all the symptoms of low testosterone that occur in men as they get older. Perhaps you know of a guy in your life that has symptoms of low libido, low vitality, low stamina, loss of muscle mass, depression, and erectile dysfunction. Now, I'd like to review some common herbal products that help promote testosterone levels and libido so you or a guy friend that you have can feel comfortable in the herbal choices they're making. Clinically, there are four herbal products that I've been working with the most at promoting testosterone production. They have the most research supporting their effectiveness in raising testosterone. Number one is Panax ginseng, also known as Korean ginseng, one of the best-known sexual and reproductive longevity tonics used for centuries as an anti-aging herb. It is widely used as an adrenal tonic, but has been shown to increase testosterone levels and even sperm counts. It can even improve sperm survival due to high stress levels during use of steroids and also promote nitric oxide production, improving circulation and lowering blood pressure. The second herb is called tribulus, also called puncture vine. It has also been used for centuries in ancient India and the Middle East and shown to improve sexual function through circulatory enhancement in both sexes. It has been shown to increase DHEA levels to promote libido and sexual function in both men and women. My third herb is an herb called horny goatweed, or also called Epimedium grandiflorum, which has been used in Chinese medicine for centuries. It can treat infertility, erectile dysfunction, and poor libido. It's been shown to improve osteoporosis in women by increasing estrogen production in human ovary cells. By the way, it does not cause increased estrogen levels in men. And the fourth herb is called Tongkat Alley, not Tomcat Alley, as many people call it, but Tongkat Alley, spelled T-O-N-G-K-A-T. Now, there are no felines involved with this herb, but this herb is one of the few true aphrodisiacs and energy tonics available for men. Human studies have shown it increases testosterone, strength, and stamina, as well as erectile function. It can even increase semen volume without increasing the size of the prostate. Now, these herbs are effective over long-term use and not necessarily taken like some conventional drugs such as Viagra or Cialis, which are typically taken 30 minutes before the big event. The good news is 3 out of 4 of these herbs are available in Dr. Wright's new formula for men called T-Booster, and this is available at the Tahoma Dispensary. For more information, call the dispensary at 888-893-6878 or check out their website at www.tahomadispensary.com.